much interest in the stock market, though like most people, I enjoy watching it go boom and crash. When it crashed on October 19, 1987, I happened to be hovering around the 40th floor of One New York Plaza, the stock market trading and sales department of my then-employer, Salomon Brothers. That was interesting. If you ever needed proof that even Wall Street insiders have no idea what's going to happen next on Wall Street, there it was. One moment, all is well. The next, the value of the entire U.S. stock market has fallen 22.61%, and no one knows why. During the crash, some Wall Street brokers, to avoid the orders their customers wanted to place to sell stocks, simply declined to pick up their phones. It wasn't the first time that Wall Street people had discredited themselves, but this time the authorities responded by changing the rules, making it easier for computers to do the jobs done by those imperfect people. The 1987 stock market crash set in motion a process, weak at first, stronger over the years, that has ended with computers entirely replacing the people. Over the past decade,